A group of state lawmakers has drafted a series of bills aimed at helping rural Wisconsin. The bills include efforts to attract teachers and healthcare workers, expand broadband access, and improve the economy and job opportunities.
One of the authors of the new legislation joins us now. Republican Assembly Representative Romaine Quinn represents Rice Lake and Wisconsin's 75th District. Representative Quinn, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Before we get to the individual bills, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing rural Wisconsin today?
Well, I think the bills that we're going to touch on address some of these issues and whether we talk about. And first of all, these bills aren't to ensure that, for instance, rural Wisconsin has equal outcomes, but at least an equal opportunity to have a fair shake at attracting businesses, at attracting good teachers and physicians and other quality professionals that we need and deserve to live and have a quality of life just like every other part of the state. So we have a number of issues that we're addressing, and I'd like to get to the bills.
Well, before we do, is there a sense that rural Wisconsin doesn't get much love from Madison from either party?
No, and that's not always the case. It's just we do have unique problems, just being that we are rural, geographically much larger. Our school districts are much larger. And so we have sometimes unique problems, not always different, but unique compared to other parts of the state. And so sometimes, you know, it does take us to somewhat band together between party lines, those of us in rural districts, to make sure that we don't get left behind on some of these initiatives. So, but much of what we do in Madison does apply statewide. When you talk about just, I know you had Representative Joan Baldwin on, you know, talking about different pieces of legislation that goes across party lines and across rural and urban divides. So we have some unique problems. It's not that the state ignores us, but it's important that there are certain areas I feel that we are falling behind.
Well, one of those areas, and you mentioned it briefly already, teachers and drawing teachers to work in some of these small town and rural school districts. What kind of legislation are you proposing to help help with that?
Sure, yeah. And if you know anything about the funding formula, what tends to happen is a lot of rural districts tend to get the short end of the stick. It appears, according to the formula, that we have very rich property, therefore better off. But in reality, we have lower incomes and much higher poverty in many areas. So that results in us receiving much less state aid. So many of our school districts are very prudent, but they're very cash-strapped. And so sometimes they can't start a teacher out as high of a salary as maybe a suburban district. So what we're saying is if school districts can't offer them a higher salary, what can the state do to come in and help that? And so what we propose is legislation. It would be a teacher student loan forgiveness program. So if you commit to teaching to a rural district in a high-needs area for so many years, the state will come in and forgive part of, or sometimes all, of your student loans if you stay in that area. So it's to attract the best and the brightest. It's to make it appealing to move, live, work, and teach in rural Wisconsin, because we do have a lot to offer. But it's giving our districts another arrow in their quiver to attract the best of the best.
And have you talked to people with school districts who say, yeah, that might be just enough of a nudge to help us be more competitive in bringing in talent?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, our districts, at least in my district, and I know Representative Brooks and Representative Tranel, and even those that have just recently signed on, are very excited about that proposal. The governor himself, we've had meetings with him, and he's very excited as well. Because if you look, it's not about jumping from Wisconsin to Minnesota, but if you can start a teacher at $40,000 in suburban Wisconsin with a lot of amenities and some of the city and better life, but again, when a teacher looks to move to Clayton or Rice Lake or Shell Lake and they want to either come back home or live in God's country, but their starting salary is $29,000 or $31,000. Well, if I can say, hey, if you move here and commit and I'll forgive up to $30,000 of your student loans, that's definitely some icing on the cake that would attract the best and the brightest.
On a related note, there's another piece of legislation in the package that aims to bring more healthcare workers, as I understand it, to rural areas. How would that work?
Yeah, see, we talked to the folks that run the rural physician residency program. We said, if you had more access to more funds, what specifically could you help bring to rural Wisconsin? And they said, if we had more funds, we would start a residency program for OBGYNs in rural Wisconsin. And if you look, that's a huge need. And some of our bills also touch on our population problem, and part of these problems we have are due to that. But if you look at just OBGYNs, just over to the east of my district, Representative Edming, one of his counties offers no OBGYN services at all anymore. So if you're a young mother, you're driving 50 miles one way to give birth to your children and to have that access. So that's another aspect of when you're choosing to live somewhere, if I don't have access to quality health care, I may take a second look. So, again, we want to make sure that those in rural Wisconsin have access to the best education, And, of course, the best health care and doctors as well as any other person in the state.
Another key amenity, a lot of people have been talking about this lately. The governor, there was a big conference up in northern Wisconsin lately, the issue of broadband access. It's not under the market. A city can look pretty good. A suburban area can look pretty good. A company looking at a small rural area might think the upfront costs don't justify bringing that access. So what are you trying to do to nudge that a little bit and get more broadband access?
Yeah, the governor's summit was up in Minot, Wisconsin. I was there as well, and part of that talk was having some of his department come up and discuss broadband access. And so, obviously, kudos to the governor for increasing that over the last budget. Obviously, it was a tight budget, and we had to really prioritize. But that was increased over last, but we don't think it goes collectively as far as it should. Right now, we get grants or requests for grants in that total about the amount that we're asking. So we know the need is out there. And again, just like you said, sometimes it's not feasible for businesses or the private sector. And so we view broadband as an infrastructure issue, no different than roads. And sometimes there is a role for government to step in, and this is an example of that. So when you talk a broadband issue, a perfect one that ties in with healthcare, for instance, now if you get picked up in an ambulance, many times those workers are sending your information on an iPad to the hospital before you even get there. If you look at rural Wisconsin, many instances, that just can't happen. The broadband and the access is simply not there. And this is an important issue, not only for that, healthcare, but education as well. I mean, you've got schools in very rural Wisconsin that have really internet that's very sporadic. Well, how can you submit assignments or go to school online or complete the things you need to do as a student and research if you don't have access to basic internet services at your own school? So that's where the discrepancy is. And again, it's not that we are trying to guarantee equal outcomes, but we're trying to guarantee an equal opportunity from the start. So no matter where you are in the state, you have a basic quality of health care, access to good education, and other opportunities like anyone else in the rest of the state.
Talking to Assembly Representative Romaine Quinn about a rural initiative that's a package of legislation aimed at giving some assistance to rural Wisconsin, helping it stay competitive economically and in terms of quality of life. Want to get to some of the educational sides of things in addition to the broadband angle you just mentioned there. Are there some apprenticeship measures in this package and some efforts to boost STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math education in rural schools? What's going on with those?
Sure. Yeah. And when we sat down, Representative Brooks and I sat down to develop some sort of this initiative and identify a project, Representative Tranel also jumped on board and introduced grant funding for STEM. So it would give grant appropriations competitively with a capped amount to rural school districts who want to implement more STEM education courses in there. So we know this field is growing, science, technology, education, and engineering and mathematics. And so it's important that we remain competitive with other schools who have the ability to simply build on and add fab labs or things like that, which may give them the advantage. So that particular bill gives grant money to schools to try and implement some of those courses that we know businesses are looking for right now. You also touched on apprenticeship grants. So there would be an increased amount. We already have the grant programs, and they do a great job, and now we're trying to open up that access to even more businesses and more students. So, and many times, you know, a quality education is exactly what you need to get that job, but sometimes it's a quality apprenticeship. So if we can incentivize businesses to latch on to employees that are prospective and can know and work and stay in our communities, sometimes the best education comes from hands-on learning. So we want to, again, emphasize more apprenticeships if we can, especially paid apprenticeships for those students who are in college and struggling to afford that as well.
Well, looking at these projects as a whole, I imagine you'll get a fair amount of bipartisan support. But budget-wise, these aren't expensive programs particularly, but there's not a lot of wiggle room, as I understand, our current state budget. Is this something that can pass fiscal muster, given where we are now?
Well, and that's why we tried to get everyone on board right away. So obviously, when you talk about educational issues in the funding formula, there's always a rural, urban, and suburban divide. That's why it's very important for us as rural legislators. If we do want something, we really do have to come together and ask for it. So we know this isn't going to happen overnight. We know the fiscal restraints because we all talk about this. It's no secret. And we all jockey for different initiatives with different amounts of money. You know, there's money that's going to be tied to the Alzheimer's and dementia package. There's money going to be tied to the college affordability package. And I'm supportive of all those, too. And so it is a balancing act. But I think we do have a good shot, especially at a lot of these bills that don't require a lot of spending, but really do have a good bang for their buck. Obviously, a lot of the focus is around the broadband, too, and that's quite a bit of money, but it's a need. And as long as we start talking about that, we get the conversation going, we get people to recognize there are real needs and great disparities between rural and urban and suburban Wisconsin, I think it's going to be all the easier. So I'm happy to see we had almost 20 rural legislators sign on right away, and so that usually doesn't happen in itself. So we're excited to move these forward.
If these all pass, if these all come to fruition, how big an impact do they have on the state?
Oh, very big. I mean, you look at, it's all a snowballing effect, and they're all interrelated. So whether you talk about broadband access for schools, whether you're talking about getting the best and the brightest teacher in that school district that impacts those kids for the rest of their lives, I mean, it's a snowball effect and in every way you can imagine. So it'll be very beneficial, and they're very meaningful bills. So we're very excited to get these moving.
Representative Quinn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Romaine Quinn. He's a Republican Assembly representative from Rice Lake talking about the new rural initiative legislation.